My name is Valerie West. I am a native of New Orleans. I've been here all my life. I am 44 years old. I work at Auctioner doing housekeeping. I've been there for the last 7 years. I'm involved in a social and pleasure club, the original Ladybug Jumpers. That's my fun. I listen to the band every Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. I'm at a second line. That's my fun. I am a victim of a violent crime. My son was killed Easter Sunday 2 years ago. And I went to the Pigeontown Steppers. They host the annual Easter Second Line. And then I enjoyed myself that day, went home. And maybe about 10 o'clock, I got a call stating that, you know, my son had got shot at a local daiquiri shop. So I made it to the scene maybe in about 10 minutes, and my child was pronounced dead. It's like watching a movie. I can replay this in my mind every day. And the hurt, it doesn't get any better. They've had this beef going on since I was a little girl. I was maybe 10 years old when the first killing started. And it's just been going on back and forth with retaliation killings. To the young people who are doing it, you have no idea what state you put a family in with the hurt, the grief, the pain, the anger, based upon what? You mad at a person, you can't get life back once it's taken from you. My child was 22-year-old, never been arrested, was in ITT Tech in an engineering program. There's no stereotype of who this crime can happen to. It's just randomly out there for the gangsters to just choose the chapter of your life and change it. The risk of living in New Orleans, to some, it's not worth it. I'm deeply rooted in my culture, which is second line, and it is a great sisterhood that makes it worth it for me. The decisions I make in my life based on my personal safety is I believe in a higher calling, so I trust and believe that, you know, there's nothing that I can do to make me safe. I can't stay inside because it's violence. I mean, we have had cases where the bullets have come through houses. So, I mean, I just go about my life, basically.